And here we are, back for hour number two on this Getaway Friday, February the 28th, 2020. Hey, I got it right that time. 14 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride this morning. And, I'm still thinking about the moment last night that I had. Have you ever had a moment like that where you do something that you did not mean or expect to do? With somebody who's been a friend of mine for, probably over 20 years, I've been a friend of Mary Ellen Withrow's. And she did not get mad. It wasn't as if she got mad. I mean, we laughed as soon as it happened. And we even talked about it in the car last night as I was taking her home. But it was just one of the most strange, odd moments that I've ever had during a remote. Now, I'm going to tell the story once again, just in case you didn't hear it at the end of the last hour. Now, here's what happened, because it could not have been timed more terribly than what happened last night. Okay, here's what happened. We were doing the remote from Stewart's, and we were in the galley, sitting at the lunch counter. And the lunch counter is set up like, it's a lunch counter. You really can't see the people around you very well because you're not seated in a circle. You're seated next to each other. Now, here's the lineup from the door as we were seated last night. You had Abby closest to the door. You had me next to Abby. You had Mary Ellen on the other side of me. And then you had Sean Kraft, who was running the internals of the broadcast, on the opposite side of Mary Ellen. And Michelle Whitaker, who owns Stewart's, was behind the counter. And we started the broadcast, and we're about 20 minutes into it, and I'm talking to Abby at this point, and Mary Ellen and Sean were talking to Michelle at the other end of the counter there. And that's no big deal. I mean, people talk around you all the time when you're doing remotes. That's not a huge thing to have happen. So I'm talking to Abby, and while I'm talking to Abby, I realize that there is a problem with the broadcast. I realize that the connection has kind of gotten a little... the connection's not as good as it should be. So... Now, remember, Sean is on the other side of Mary Ellen, and Mary Ellen, at this point, has her back to me because she's talking to Sean. Okay. So I'm trying to get Sean's attention desperately because you do not want to say into the microphone, hey, we're having a technical difficulty here. And Sean, at this point, is talking to Michelle with Mary Ellen and not really paying attention to me, even though he's looking in my direction. Oh, this is an awful story. So, I'm trying to get Sean's attention for like 2 minutes to tell him that we are having issue with the remote without actually saying it. So this goes on for about 2 minutes, and I cannot get his attention. Even though we're in this smaller area, and he's looking almost directly at me, I'm just not getting his attention at all to let him know that this is going on. So, I figure I'll just yell out two words, and it won't sound so bad, like we're having technical difficulties. So I just say in his direction, because I know we're having difficulties at this point, I say, hey, pay attention. And Mary Ellen, whose back was to me, And she was in that direction, turned to me and immediately stopped talking and thought, I think she thought that I had scolded her for talking during this live remote. And as soon as she turned to me, I realized that she thought that I had yelled, pay attention at her, because she had had her back to me during this whole thing. The 40th treasurer of the United States, who I've been friends with for over 20 years and never have had a bad moment with. And a matter of fact, we rode over to the thing last night together. And she's been on this show 100 times. And she's here for the Christmas party. And, you know, she's one of the most revered women in Ohio. A matter of fact, they called her Marion's favorite daughter. For heaven's sakes, she's got two schools in this area named for her. And she turns to me, and I can tell she now thinks that I have yelled at her. She now thinks that I have yelled at her and said, pay attention. Because I said it in stern tone, because I was talking to Sean to pay attention that we're having trouble with the remote. And as soon as she turned to me and with that look on her face, I just started to laugh. Because I said, oh, no, not you, Mary Ellen. And I wasn't talking to Mary Ellen, and it made me laugh because that she thought that I would talk to her in that way. It would never happen. And then she started to laugh because she realized what had happened. I was not yelling at her, because at that point I'd said, Sean, we're having some problems with the remote here. You got to fix these problems. And it was a moment that will live on in my mind forever. And if you think it wasn't as bad as it was, if you ever run in to Michelle or Abby, ask them, because they were right there, and they both basically said that I yelled at her, and that, oh man, and that she was startled when I yelled at her. I didn't yell at her. I wasn't talking to her. I was talking to Sean. I promise I was talking to Sean. And I mean, like I say, Mary Ellen and I rode home last night together. It was fine. I got an email from Mary Ellen this morning. We have already talked. There's no problems there. But it was, have you ever had a moment where it was just incredibly awkward? And because of the awkwardness, you just laughed uncontrollably for about 2 minutes, which is what I did. And then she laughed, which made me laugh. And then everybody else laughed because they thought that I had yelled at her. And so basically, if you listen to that broadcast last night, you'll hear about 2 minutes of laughter in the middle of it after I say, pay attention. That's what was going on at Stewart's. People thought that I had yelled at Marion's favorite daughter, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, on the grand opening, 95th anniversary of Stewart's Root Beer. Oh, geez, that is a priceless moment, to be sure. Now, by the way, I know Abby's not listening at this point because she had a meeting this morning. I don't know if Michelle's still listening or not. But I took the selfie down. Now, you probably don't know what I'm talking about if you weren't listening the first hour. There were a lot of pictures taken last night. They're up on Facebook. They're really good pictures. Sean and Abby took the pictures. So the pictures are up on Facebook. They're getting a lot of response this morning. And at one point last night, Abby decided she was going to take a selfie. Now, I don't know why. I really don't. I didn't ask her to take a selfie. I didn't say, hey, take a selfie. She takes a selfie. Okay? And it's the worst selfie in the history of selfies. Now, you can no longer see it because she asked me to take it down because it was so bad. And I have taken it down now. But if you paid attention to my Facebook page in the last 13 hours, you probably did see it. It was just awful. I don't know if we were under a light. I don't know if her flash went off on her phone. I don't know what happened. But pretty much my face was bleached out because apparently I have no skin tone. And it just was a weird-looking selfie. But it is now gone forever into the history of selfies. So that also happened. interesting Friday morning here. Oh, don't forget today, by the way, Charlie Evers will have, I believe today is the day he's doing the interview with astronaut Ray Seddon over the telephone. And Charlie has read this book cover to cover, and I'm sure it's going to be a great interview today from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then from 12:10 to 1 p.m., we'll be back with the Exchange Club. We had to preempt that program last week because of my trip to Nashville, but we will have that program again today, 12:15 to 1 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Go Get 'em this morning. Go Get 'em, we're almost in March. All right, do want to make our special announcement again this morning as well. February 11th, 1990, 30 years ago this month, James Buster Douglas knocked out heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson to become the undisputed boxing heavyweight champion of the world in an event that shocked the world. And unless you lived in this time, you don't really realize how much of a shock that was. It was a huge shock. Huge shock. Well, guess what? Tonight here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, I will be doing an interview with the man himself, James Buster Douglas, live from his gym in Columbus, Ohio. So that will be a lot of fun. Now, here's the thing that complicates this. We do have a show here on Friday night, Friday Night Live on WWGH Radio from 8 to 10. With Bales and myself. Now, tonight, I don't know how this is going to go. Obviously, that show will be preempted. It was preempted last week because of the trip to Nashville. It will be preempted tonight because of this Buster Douglas interview. But I don't know the exact time of this Buster Douglas interview because we're trying to get it exactly right to where it can happen and we have enough time. And all the pieces are kind of falling together. But while Charlie's on today, I am going to work on this and get the exact time. So when I come back on at 12:15, I will tell you when this happens. And also, if for some reason we cannot do a live broadcast from there, we are still going there to tape this interview. So I will make sure to tape it. And we will have pictures, and we will have good audio from this event with James Buster Douglas that will play on this station. So have no fear in that particular situation. So that will happen tonight. James Buster Douglas. And outside of the knocking out of Mike Tyson, there's a lot of other interesting things that James Buster Douglas did. He has had an interesting life, to say the least, growing up, and then the story with his mother, and then, of course, the knocking out of Mike Tyson. Then he had some health issues following that, and he's bounced back from all of it. And at this particular point, he's written a cookbook. He's had a very diverse life that I think maybe a lot of us don't know or realize. But tonight, we will know and realize it here on WWGH Radio. We're all over the place recently. Nashville last Saturday, Stewart's Root Beer last night, Columbus tonight with James Buster Douglas. It's a thing. We're all over the place. WWGH Radio, all over the world. The G in WWGH should stand for on the go at this particular point. Now, I've told you about my humiliation with Mary Ellen Withrow. Told you about the Stewart's remote, which was a lot of fun. I have not had much of a chance to talk about this week, but I want to make sure that I do mention it before the birthday week is up, as I had a birthday early on in the week this week, I guess you should say, that on Monday, Abby had made these blueberry dumplings for me, and they were so good, so delicious, that I ate them all. I think there were four dumplings in the pan. Four dumplings surrounded by all these blueberries. Now, they were so good, and I feel the need to say this because I gave Abby such a hard time for so long about the sausage biscuits and gravy, so I only feel it right now that I give her a good time about the blueberry dumplings. And again, these were homemade. These were not blueberry dumplings that came out of a can. She actually made them homemade. It was just the nicest thing. So I appreciate that. And I always say, you know, when it comes to a birthday or a Christmas or anything like that, when you give somebody something homemade, that is really much more important than anything you could buy in a store. And also the fact that I had told her, I didn't tell her really that I wanted these, I kind of said it on the air on Monday, that I had wanted these at 10 o'clock, and by 2:30 that afternoon she had produced them. That was highly impressive to me. So again, Abby, thank you so much for the blueberry dumplings. They were great. And whatever happened with that selfie last night, I have no idea. Apparently the worst selfie in the history of selfies ever taken. But the good news is it now has gone into the history books, never to be seen again, as that selfie has been completely wiped away. So there you go. How about that? What else can we talk about this morning here on WWGH Radio? It is Friday. You know, this month of February has really, really flown by. I have been really shocked at how quickly this month has gone. We are almost into March, which means spring is right around the corner. Are you ready for spring? I think we all are. So, you know what we might do here? We might do some movie trivia. We had a lot of fun yesterday with trivia. What do we have here that we could do this morning? Do we want to do the movie trivia, or do we want to do the presidential trivia? The presidential trivia was a lot of fun. I did enjoy doing the presidential trivia, and we got quite a few answers on the presidential trivia, if I remember properly. It started off kind of slow, but then it seemed to pick up by the time we had gotten through some of it. You know, I still don't know what happened the other day with Gary Burbank. I'm still trying to track that down. I don't know exactly how that all happened. I don't know why. I mean, I'm glad Gary called in. I'm always very glad to hear from Gary Burbank. But how that whole call was arranged, I really don't know, and I'm glad he called in. Everything is fine there. Again, don't forget Charlie Evers today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. He will have on astronaut Ray Seddon, I believe, by telephone from Tennessee, talking about her kind of trials and tribulations of being a woman in the space program. And then we will also have the return of the Exchange Club with Charlie Evers and myself from 12:10 until 1 p.m. today here on this station. I'm sure we'll talk about the Stewart's remote last night and my complete screw-up in yelling at somebody that they pay attention, which was not Mary Ellen Withrow, by the way. I was not yelling at her last night. I was yelling at Sean. That's what happened. You know, that's one of those things. Have you ever had one of those moments, like when you were in college and you dream that you, like, show up to your exam with no clothes on? That's exactly what happened last night. You know, never would I have dreamed in my life that Mary Ellen would have thought, even for a second, and that's all it was, probably just a second, that I was saying something to her. I mean, that totally blows my mind. But it was funny. It was funny. It turned out funny. If you wanted a good laugh, it definitely was a good laugh last night. But I certainly appreciate Mary Ellen coming out. That's an interesting thing, because it was very cold last night. Now, this I will say, it was very cold last night, under 30 degrees. And being in the galley at Stewart's, its car hops are going in and out the door. So it is cold in that little galley there. And boy, Mary Ellen was a trooper. She sat there for 2 hours. She ate her food. She stayed for the whole broadcast. I know she was very cold, but she really, really has just been such a good friend to me. I was trying to think last night. Mary Ellen and I have been to Tony Paco's, the hot dog place up in Cleveland together. doing remotes. We have done remotes here in the studio, or shows here in the studio. We have done game shows together. Mary Ellen was usually up for whatever I was offering to do, and she's always been a lot of fun in doing that. I remember she came in when Gallagher was in town. Just always a trooper. I remember she's come in on election days. I remember she was in the studio when Ted Strickland came to town, former governor of Ohio. She, and I think that was on like 24 hours notice, if I remember correctly. Just a great, great lady that I can't say enough nice things about. And I thank her so much for everything that she has done over the years for me. And last night being another one of those things, sitting out in that very, very cold weather and doing the broadcast. So thank you, Mary Ellen, for doing that last night. I sincerely appreciate it. Now, let me see. There was something I wanted to talk about, and it did not have to do with movie trivia. And I do want to remind everybody, tomorrow's Leap Day. We do have an extra day this month. So remember, go out and do something tomorrow that you would not normally do, because you only get tomorrow once every 4 years. So think about it that way. Tomorrow is an extra day that you only get once every 4 years. So tomorrow, go out and do something that you would not normally do. Do something fun. Do something interesting. Do something amazing. Just do something. Do something sort of out of the ordinary that would be a lot of fun, and celebrate Leap Day. Now, Leap Day is interesting because Leap Day was supposed to be the day where, because we don't technically have 365 days every year, is how I understand this. This is how we get Leap Day. There's always a little bit of extra time. I guess somewhere in the neighborhood of, well, what would it be? 6 hours, something like that, because time doesn't work just like that. Daylight and daylight versus night. So to make sure that daylight stays where it is and darkness stays where it is, every 4 years, that's why we have Leap Day. We throw that extra day in there, and that makes sure everything runs on time, and it looks like we are getting a phone call here on WWGH Radio. I'm not sure who this is, so let's go to the phones. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, it's Phil Donahue calling Scott to say happy birthday.
Oh, Mr. Donahue, thank you so much. It's good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. My apologies for, doing the worst thing we can do in radio, and that is maybe causing some dead air. I missed you a couple days ago. So, you know, I'm not as sharp as I once was, but thank you for understanding.
Well, now, to have you call today is, I tell you, that makes my day to hear from Phil Donahue today. That is, to be wished happy birthday from Phil Donahue, that might just make my life here.
Well, I wish I had the power, but I thank you.
Well, Mr. Donahue, I can't thank you enough. I hope you're well, and again, my very best to you.
Thank you very much, Scott, and have a great, great year. You don't look a day older.
Thank you, Mr. Donahue.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, now, how about that? Phil Donahue calling in to say happy birthday. Hey, you can't beat that. The legendary Phil Donahue, one of the nicest people you'll ever want to meet. You know, I'm going to have to write that down somewhere. Hey, Phil, thank you so much for that. You know, the other day we had this thing where, did anybody listen the other day? And I thought it was Phil Donahue. And it sounded like he was in a coffee shop. And maybe that's what ended up happening. Phil was in a coffee shop, and we had this moment where he called in, and then he said, how did that happen the other day? He called in, and I didn't know who it was, and he said, I'm in a coffee shop. I can't talk right now. I'll call you back in 15 minutes. And then the call never came back. And I said, that sounds like Phil Donahue. But I don't think that that is Phil Donahue. But how about that? Phil Donahue called in to say happy birthday. That's a lot of fun. Well, hey, thank you, Phil. Phil Donahue. You know, Phil Donahue, by the way, I just want to make this point because I hope you heard the interview the other day on the station. Phil Donahue is the guy who really invented the talk show. People were doing it before him with a desk and a couch and all that sort of thing. But every show you see today where somebody goes into the audience and asks questions or uses a telephone to take phone calls or does anything controversial, that's all Phil Donahue. That started with Phil Donahue in Dayton, Ohio in 1967. So you have to put him right on the top of the list of the men who made, of the men and women who have made talk shows great. I mean, 1967 is nearly 20 years before we ever heard the name Oprah Winfrey. And Oprah Winfrey, by the way, credits Phil Donahue with putting that particular program on the air. She said she could have never got her program on the air if there had not been a Phil Donahue. And they all say that. Sally Jesse Raphael says that, so on and so forth. They all say that particular thing. So what a great thing it was this morning to hear from Phil Donahue. What a surprise that was. And we're getting another call here, so let's see what's going on. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's Sam.
Sam! Sam Donaldson, how are you?
That's it. You've got it. That's why you're such a smart guy. How are you?
We just heard from Phil Donahue. What a morning it's been.
Well, it's a bookended to Phil and me. You did that before. So what's up with your birthday week?
You know, it has been a great week. It has been so much fun, Sam. I have, you know, birthdays sometimes are not a lot of fun. People bemoan getting older, but hey, you know, I have had the best week. I've had some parties this week, talked with some people who I haven't talked to in a while, and it's just been tremendous.
Well, that's great. I mean, don't worry about getting older. I mean, I'm 86, and I don't mind old age at all. Of course, I mind some of the things that go with it, but they're survivable sometimes.
I'll tell you one thing that happened, Sam. Do you have a moment so I can tell you this story from last night?
A couple of minutes, and that's about it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you remember 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow?
No, I don't think I ever knew her.
She was Treasurer under Bill Clinton. But what happened was, she's from where we live here in Ohio. And last night, I was out doing a remote with her on my birthday week. And we were out doing a remote, and she was sitting at a counter with me as we're doing this remote. And the engineer for the remote was sitting on the other side of her. So we're doing a live remote, and midway through this remote, I realize that something's going wrong, that I can hear in my ear that something is not right. And I cannot get the attention of the person who's controlling the remote. And I'm thinking, I got to get his attention, and I don't want to say it over the airwave. So I finally turn to him, and I say, pay attention. I figure that's the best way I can do it. And Mary Ellen's back to me, and she thought I was yelling at her to pay attention. And the look on her face when she turned around. Oh, Sam, it was. Did you ever have one of those moments in broadcasting?
But Scott, the important question is, did she then? The look on her face. Oh. I'm teasing you about that, but I'll tell you a little story about age. Many, many years ago, after Ronald Reagan died, someone said to me, you know, you ought to take Nancy Reagan out to lunch. Well, I said, no. I mean, I was a reporter in the White House. No. All of her friends have gone. Betsy Bloomingdale is gone. She really is lonely. So I called the office, and sure enough, she came out to lunch with me and my wife and had a good time. And I brought a portable tape recorder, not tape, a portable, what am I trying to say? You know, a portable something.
Yes.
And I played some of the, not the obvious thing, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, but some moments of the Ray remembered. She liked that. And I did that two or three more times. And the last time I saw her, we went to a restaurant of her choice on Santa Monica. And the Secret Service brought her in, sat down. We did that. And I played the moments and what have you. And it was time to go, and my wife and the Secret Service and Nancy got up, and I started packing up the gear. And I noticed a couple had been watching us from the side. Well-dressed. This was a, hey, this was an upheaval. Nobody in jeans. It wasn't torn. Or if it were torn, they were torn on purpose and were sold for $500, right? In any event, the guy came over. He said, Mr. Smith, he said, and I don't mean to bother you and interrupt, but that woman, you were, she looked familiar, but I couldn't quite place her. Well, I let him down easy. I said, and I don't have any reason to doubt you, and I'll tell you why it was. That's Nancy Reagan. He said, oh, Nancy Reagan. I said, yes, and of course, she's much, much older. But you remember, she was in the White House. Oh, he said, that was 25 years ago, whatever it was. He apologized, but age, even the great. And remember one thing, and I got to run and let you have a conversation with someone else. All fame is fleeting. Okay?
Sam, I appreciate you so much for calling in today. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Happy birthday, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sam Donaldson. No. What is going on here this morning? This is the strangest morning. You talk about the other morning being strange in a different kind of a way. Well, hey, how about this morning? Phil Donahue and Sam Donaldson calling in within 10 minutes to wish me a happy birthday. Now, my birthday was many days ago, by the way. It was 5 days ago now. Sam Donaldson and Phil Donahue calling in to say happy birthday? How does that happen? Well, I don't know what to do now for the rest of the program. We got 15 minutes left. What in the world am I supposed to do? How do you follow that? How do you follow Phil Donahue and Sam Donaldson calling in to say happy birthday? Gee whiz. And the thing about that is, Phil Donahue does not do interviews. Now, not only has he done an interview in the last month with me, he's called in to say happy birthday on the air. And Sam Donaldson, to be honest with you, is not big on doing interviews at this point either. And he's been nice enough to come on with us for a few times. Maybe that's why Gary Burbank called in the other morning at this point. Well, I'll tell you, for everything the other morning was a complete mess, this morning has been something else. Hey, I got to keep this tape. Phil Donahue and Sam Donaldson calling in to say happy birthday? Hey, doesn't get any better than that. By the way, I wanted to ask this earlier. Does anybody have those moments? Because this Mary Ellen Withrow moment's going to haunt me for the rest of the day. Has anybody ever had an odd moment like that? Obviously, Sam Donaldson had one. We just heard about it. Has anybody ever had a moment, not necessarily in broadcasting, but just a moment in general where you did something and then you realized, maybe mistakenly, you had done it and it made you look like a complete fool? Like, have you ever been at a restaurant and stood up and knocked something over, or been in a place where something is expensive and you've broken it, or just done something that was horribly embarrassing, and I don't know, you just laugh at that point. You have to laugh it off. 740-383-9944. We can do most embarrassing moments here on this Friday morning for the last 14 minutes. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I certainly would appreciate it. Do you have any embarrassing moments, or is it just me? Am I the only one at this particular point who has embarrassing moments? It could be, because you know, that was pretty embarrassing. Well, I got to say, it wasn't embarrassing. I don't want to say embarrassing because I know Mary Ellen so well now. It didn't embarrass me that happened. What it did was, it just struck me so funny that she thought that I would bark at her like that. And we just both burst into laughter immediately because it was so absurd that I would bark at her like that. I would never bark at her like that. I don't know. Just a funny moment. A funny moment from that remote at Stewart's that I will never forget as time goes on. And like I say, we might have had a little hiccup in that remote last night. But it is replaying now. And you can hear it here on this station. So there is a moment in there where you will hear me yell, pay attention. Now remember, I'm yelling at Sean at that point. And apparently, Mary Ellen thought I was yelling at her. And we just both burst into laughter at that point. So then you will hear laughter for about 2 minutes after that particular moment. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, what happened last night there on the radio there? It sounded like you were somewhere in outer space there.
Well, you know, here's what happened. First 20 minutes, we were good, and then we had this moment that I'm talking about where we lost connection for whatever reason. It dropped out for like 2 minutes. And then when it got reconnected, when I finally got Sean's attention to reconnect it, for some reason, it started double playing.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Oh, boy.
I thought, holy
mackerel. I didn't even know if you guys knew it was even happening.
No, inside the restaurant, we didn't, because I'll tell you, here was the thing, and this is why we need to start carrying a radio. If you were listening on a listening device like TuneIn or on the internet, which is what Sean was doing to make sure it was connected okay, it wasn't repeating, because when it's coming through the electronic device, it sounds fine, because the repeating problem was happening at the tower. That's where it was all. So the only place you would have heard a repeat is if you were listening on a radio.
Yeah, that's why I'd listen on the radio. I'd listen in the car there, too. I drove past there. It looked like you were having to drive past, and I must have seen you guys in there. It looks like you were from the show Cheers in there.
We did. We were all bellied up to the bar last night there at Stewart's Root Beer.
All right. I'm glad you had a good time last night.
Well, and listen to the replays, because the recording of that turned out fine. So you can hear the whole thing in its entirety here on the station.
All right, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's what happened. If you were listening on a listening device or you were listening on the internet, you would not have noticed that at all. But it was a tower issue. For some reason, when we lose, or we go silent, which is the worst thing that can ever happen in radio, but we did go silent for 2 or 3 minutes yesterday during the Stewart's broadcast. When we got back on, it went into repeat mode, because the original broadcast was playing like 30 seconds behind the current broadcast, which makes it sound like outer space, like the caller said. But that's what happened. But, you know, you have to roll with those things, I guess. And we did record it, so it is replaying in the replay, so you will hear the whole thing in its entirety, and there is no buzz in the replay, no outer space talk. And actually, if you listen to the replay, or would have listened, we played the replay last night like 9 o'clock. So we did it at 7, and I think the replay played at 9 last night. I'm pretty sure it was 9 to 10. And it sounded fine, and everything came out okay. And it will play again during the upcoming weekend. Do want to remind you, Charlie Evers coming up after this. He's got an interview with an astronaut, and it's going to be interesting. So don't miss that for Love Nor Money. And then Charlie and I will be back from 12:10 until 1 p.m. with the Exchange Club. That show was preempted last week because of the trip to Tennessee. But we will be back today. And maybe Charlie and I will talk about, has he ever had any of those moments in broadcasting where something just didn't go right technically, or one of those moments where you say something to somebody or something happens verbally that you did not mean to say, and it comes out comically, I guess, in the end. I got the double whammy last night. Not only did we have some technical difficulties, but we also had the moment where I misspoke. So there you go. But I certainly want to thank Phil Donahue and Sam Donaldson for calling in this morning to say happy birthday. That was incredibly nice of those two gentlemen, who have been very good to me, by the way. As I say, Phil Donahue does not do interviews. Sam Donaldson does not do a whole lot of interviews. And they have both been extremely, extremely good to me over the years. So I have to thank them profusely for everything that they've done and for calling in today. Two of the best guys that I know. Now, don't forget, tonight, Buster Douglas. It will be on this station. I don't have the exact time, though, yet. As soon as I have the time, which I am going to work on while Charlie's on the air, from 10 to 12, I will have a time by 12:15 to tell you to listen tonight. But it'll be 2 hours with former boxing heavyweight champion James Buster Douglas in person from Columbus, Ohio tonight. Most likely, I'm thinking 7 to 9 will be the time tonight, but that could change. So stick with me here on that. I'm not sure, but it will be in that neighborhood tonight. And obviously, because of that, the normal Friday Night Live program, which is on 8 to 10 on Friday night, will not be taking place tonight. So I will update you on how that's all going to work out as well. But there are just so many interesting things happening here right now. Coming back from Nashville last weekend, that was tremendous. Being over at Stewart's last night, that was a lot of fun. Buster Douglas tonight, that's a lot of fun. You've got to say that we are a station currently on the move, trying to bring you news from all around the area, and even out of the state. And the mayor was on this week. We had a lot of fun with the mayor, and we thank him for coming on this week and talking about those issues, the health department, the auditor, all the things that maybe he's been, what's the right word, associated with. And I'm glad he was able to come on here and clear all those things up, and I'm glad you were able to hear him clear those things up. Now, once again, I always want to mention that you can listen to this station online at WWGH1071.com, also archives on that website dating back to January of 2016, and you can download the free TuneIn app, which is absolutely free, and searching WWGH, you can listen on any mobile device. So that's an interesting thing to do as well. We're talking about embarrassing moments this morning. Has anybody ever had an embarrassing moment besides me? An odd moment, maybe? Where something just did not go as you had planned. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will get you on the air before the program is over this morning on this Getaway Friday morning, next to last day of February 2020. Because, of course, as we have said, it is leap year, so tomorrow you will have an extra day. I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do on leap day. You know, you want to do something out of the ordinary, like I've said. You want to do something that you normally would not do, or take a trip that you normally would not take, because it's just a day you only get every 4 years. So that, in and of itself, is important and unique. By the way, has anybody, to my knowledge, does anybody have a, there was a recipe I wanted to ask about. Oh, it was the, poppycock. Charlie and I talked about this a few weeks ago, that the Altrusa group used to give out poppycock. Now, does anybody know exactly what poppycock is? And I think somebody said you can buy this, but I forget where they said you can buy it. Is it just, was it like a regular store? You can go into the store and buy poppycock? And what exactly is poppycock? And did we ever find out what happened to Altrusa? I don't think we've ever found that out. Is there a current or past member of the group Altrusa, which was so big here in Marion for so many years, that knows what happened to that particular organization? I have no idea what happened to Altrusa. Does anybody else? 740-383-9944. Are they still in operation here in Marion? I don't know. The last time I remember hearing about Altrusa, I know they were meeting at Primrose. Their meetings had switched there, and I know they had started accepting men. I don't think that they were accepting men for many, many years. But does anybody know anything about the group Altrusa? Also, do want to wish one of our devoted listeners, Mary Bickley, a happy birthday on March the 1st. That will be Sunday. So, Mary, happy birthday to you. Hope you have a great birthday on Sunday. You have to wait an extra day this year because of leap day. Tomorrow would have been your birthday, but now you have to wait till Sunday for the big birthday. So happy birthday, Mary, on March the 1st. A Pisces. That's what I am, a Pisces. You know, that's weird how those astrological signs are divided up. I know they're cut right in the middle of February. I think January to the middle of February is Aquarius, and then Pisces starts somewhere in the middle of February, and I'm not sure how long Pisces runs, but it runs a little bit of time, that is for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
You're talking about Al Crucial.
Yes.
And they would meet out of Penrose. Mary Ellen, I don't know, she's right there.
Yeah, Mary.
I
should have asked Mary Ellen last night because I know that she was a member of Ultrusa at one point.
Right.
Yeah, well, hey.
She would be the one to ask.
I'm going to have to ask her. Hey, I thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I should have done that last night because Mary Ellen, I know, was a member of Ultrusa when she came back to town after her stint in Washington. But beyond that, I don't really know what happened to the Ultrusa group. I don't hear their name mentioned much anymore. I did learn last night that the big event at the Women's Club that happened right around Valentine's Day did, again, very well. Raised, you know, something thousands of dollars again. I don't know that that's been reported on any other place. I don't want to say the exact amount because I don't know the exact amount, and I don't want to misrepresent what it was or what it is, but I do know that it did very well again this year, so that's very good for the Women's Club here in Marion. Do want to remind you that the Charlie Evers Show will be coming up here with astronaut, I believe, Ray Seddon via telephone in just about 15 minutes. You won't want to miss that. And then Charlie and I will be back today from 12:15 to 1 on this station, talking about a little bit of everything. And if anybody can find out anything about Ultrusa or Poppycock between now and noon, call back in at 12:15 and fill us in. And I'll also have the time for Buster Douglas at that time. Well, hey, we thank Phil Donahue today. We thank Sam Donaldson today. And we thank you for listening. Have a great day. Charlie Evers in 10 minutes.
Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, you know, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act.
It's not an act.
Little act.
I'm going to your act.
Don't blow up my act.